In our Mountain West News Bureau's ongoing series in collaboration with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, we're looking at the closure of the world's longest international border due to the pandemic. That line separates Canada and the U.S. But right now, it's also separating two very different cultural approaches to COVID-19. Canadians are largely listening to their political leaders, and the outbreak is, so far, under control. But in the U.S., cases are rising, and some Americans are skeptical that the virus is even a threat. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
There's a sign above a car wash in the small town of Eureka, Montana, that says, "Losing your liberty is far worse than any virus." Matthew Barrett believes that.
It's hard not to feel like we're being played.
We're sitting in the lobby of his shipping depot downtown. Barrett has long hair, glasses, and a lot of opinions about the pandemic, which he calls the scamdemic.
What I've seen is an agenda being worked by the fearmongers.
Those fearmongers, he says, are everyone from liberal politicians to the media to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Who, the more we listen to, the less believable he became.
Barrett also questions the CDC's official death count and whether elected officials are making decisions based on science or politics. His opinions illustrate a startling dichotomy in America these days that the pandemic is highlighting. People like Barrett are losing faith in our institutions. He believes the response to the virus is overblown and mostly a ruse to get President Trump out of office, drum up the threat, kill the economy, and then blame it all on Donald.
That is literally how cold-hearted and calculating they are, that they would hurt their own people for a win in November.
It's an opinion held by President Trump himself. But it's important to note here that a majority of Americans do believe the pandemic is real and getting worse. And more than two-thirds of them believe Trump has done a poor job handling the crisis. Part of that criticism is driven by the president leaving much of the U.S. response up to the states.
You can say federalist, you can say there's lots of different reasons where I would rather have the governors do it, make their own determination.
This approach has led to a mishmash of responses, state by state, community by community. And in libertarian-leaning towns like Eureka, that's meant not much locally led action. I visit there just before Montana's Democratic governor issues a statewide mask order for counties with four or more cases, and only a few people are wearing masks voluntarily, including Laverna Monroe.
This is my store.
She runs a gift shop and believes folks don't wear masks voluntarily here because many of them are Trump supporters.
And if we had a leader that maybe would enforce or say wearing masks was good, they might do it.
Monroe blames the nation's poor response to COVID on the White House.
I would go right to the top.
To the president?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For not having a...
For not taking it serious. Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah.
But despite a growing frustration with Trump and rising coronavirus numbers, many Americans are also traveling more, visiting Montana or coming back home after a vacation.
Like the lady that came in from... had just flown up from Mexico City and was saying, oh, how bad it was in Mexico, and the plane was full and everything, and she didn't have a mask on and she hadn't quarantined. That makes me a little leery, you know.
In Eureka, there are license plates from Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California. Visitation to nearby Yellowstone National Park was at or above normal levels in the last week of June. But it doesn't worry local real estate agent Gideon Utsi. He spends a lot of time with out-of-state buyers.
And I try to be very careful. I drink some, you know, take my vitamin C, my vitamins, try to keep my hands washed. So I've not dealt with any kind of a deep fear at all on a personal level.
That deep fear of COVID-19, he says, is also combated by his faith. You'd see pastors at a local Christian church.
As one of God's children, I think that we can encounter danger and we can still have a calm, no matter what happens in my life, because... you know, I put my faith in Jesus, and the worst that could happen to me is that I die and go home for eternity with Jesus.
America currently leads the world in deaths due to the novel coronavirus. The latest estimates say that, by November, that number could reach 220,000 people. In Eureka, Montana, I'm Nate Hedgie.